interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
John, in this segment, I'm going to share a couple stories about a couple women. One's not too bright, and one's downright disgusting. Let's start with not too bright in Britain. A 31-year-old mom in England had to have surgery the other day. This woman, Bobby Lee, decided to, she was curious, she was concerned maybe she had COVID. So she wanted to take a COVID test. She took the COVID swab, and instead of doing it in her nose, she took the 6-inch long Q-tip thing and tried to swab her throat, which the FDA and Mayo Clinic cautioned people against. She went deep, too. She thought, you know, you got to get down in there. She got it in there, gagged, it got stuck,
yeah,
and it was halfway down her throat. It was still poking into the roof of her mouth, but she couldn't pull it out. She ended up swallowing it and immediately drove herself to the ER. By the time she saw the doctor, the swab was in her stomach and getting close to her intestines. They said if it couldn't have it go any further, it could puncture. So they said, we've never seen a case like this. We weren't too sure. So they put a tiny camera down her throat, pulled the swab out. She says she's doing okay and can laugh about it now.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. There's no way. No way. I would be gagging the second I got it just in the entrance of my mouth. All right, not too bright. I got another mom at the center of this story. This mom was on top of her game, though. The knucklehead in this story is the person who delivered the groceries. We take you to Colorado. Mom calls one of those grocery delivery services and gets a whole bunch of groceries from Walmart delivered to her house. And as she is unpacking the groceries with her 3-year-old daughter, she finds a crack pipe in the bag next to a container of pineapple juice. She calls her husband into the room.
I had a Walmart order delivered to my house. This is a crack pipe in the bag. And so he looked and he's like, yeah, it really is.
Yeah, let's keep the rest of this away from the kid. So they continue unpacking there. And that's all they found in there besides their groceries was that crack pipe. So naturally they contacted Walmart. Now Walmart says the groceries were delivered by... It wasn't one of their employees. That they don't employ those people. It's
and just, we don't even carry crack yet.
No, we don't. Yet.
Yet.
Not legal yet. Walmart's corporate office, upon learning what happened, said they immediately deactivated the third-party driver. And Walmart is not identifying the third-party delivery service.
Well, I guess if you have a crackhead delivering your groceries, you don't have to worry about them... You know, eating your groceries or anything. So,
no,
that's good.
But I'd worry about anything that you had between the kitchen and the door that was within his reach as he was exiting the place.
Something's missing. And finally, I would tell you the tale of two ladies, one not so bright and one downright disgusting. This last one is the disgusting one, and it comes out of Wichita. And the cops say, they've identified but yet to capture the poopetrator in this story. A woman was caught on security surveillance video defecating in the middle of an aisle at a Mid-K beauty supply store on Tuesday. But this wasn't the first time this has happened. The woman continued her, they call it a fecal assault, at another Mid-K beauty supply. In the same week, the Wichita police said they've been following up with phone calls about this case, about the woman who defecated in the store, and they said, we don't know why she did it. Quote, we have to talk to her about that. Yeah, I guess you do. They said that they didn't have anywhere to go on there, but they went to the surveillance video and then went to Facebook, and they couldn't share the video that they have from her, you know, deucing in the middle aisle at the beauty store. But they said that the defecation was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed as a result.
What?
I don't know. If you're getting some blowback or some, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on there. But they still have not captured this lady. the poop-a-trader of Wichita. But they got some good video of her. You want to see it?
She cleaned out that aisle, it sounds like, and some other stuff there.